God, get our attention this morning by your Spirit and through your word, that we might give you and others the attention which results in hearing, speaking, and practicing the truth. Amen. What has gotten your attention this past week? Yesterday, for some of you, your attention was focused on celebrating the life of Harold Benson. Harold was a member of Grace longer than many of the other members of Grace have even been alive. His faithful life in Christ and contributions to this church are something for which we, as a community, can be very grateful. Also, yesterday, several of us gave our attention to our roles of representing this congregation at this year's One Day Oregon Synod Assembly held in Portland. Still, others in this congregation and beyond this congregation had their attention focused on the spectacle of a royal wedding far away, but televised for the world to view in the comfort of their own homes. On Friday, for the 22nd time in 2018, a mass school shooting took place in a high school in another of our 50 states in this country. Such ongoing tragedy should not only get the attention, should not only get our attention, but our heart, our mind, and our resolve. On Thursday, my attention, along with Pastor Wendell's attention, was given to our brother, a friend, a mentor, an encourager, our fellow pilgrim on Earth's journey, John King. We were blessed one final time to celebrate and receive the sacrament of Holy Communion with him, along with his wife Maxine and his daughter Alex. By so doing, we shared with him that which sustains us in this life and the next. It was a sacred time for which we were very grateful. Well, that's just some of the attention-getting things of just the past 3 days. To continue such a litany for the whole week would take more time than allotted for any pastor's sermon. Yet it's also important to remember that it is not only tragedy, sadness, and hardship which get our attention. Things which are beautiful, like glorious spring foliage, and those things which give us joy, like the love of a grandchild, or those things which make us smile, like the new Luther House puppy Gracie, also get our attention. So it is that our world is a paradoxical, revolving mixture of pain and pleasure, love and hate, despair and hope, joy and sadness. Today, this day, as we gather for worship, through song, scripture, prayer, and proclamation, our attention is drawn to an event which took place over 2,000 years ago. So it is that we continue to remember and celebrate this event in the life of the church, just as we do the birth of Jesus at Christmas and the resurrection of Jesus at Easter. Because it is an essential part of the story of who we are as Christians, of who we are as people of God and how we are called to live in this world. It is essential to remember this part of our story in the midst of the many things which get our attention and the many things to which we give our attention. As recorded in the book of Acts, this event began in Jerusalem during the Jewish celebration of Pentecost. In dramatic narrative, the story is told of the Spirit descending upon the disciples, giving them ability to speak the many different languages of those gathered from all over the ancient world. What was heard from the disciples was the proclamation of God's deeds of power. That's the narrative of the event, which we always hear on this Sunday. But today, we also hear the reason for the descent of the Spirit. This comes to us this year from that section of John's Gospel known as Jesus's farewell discourse. In this section of the passage, Jesus tells his sad, discouraged, and anxious disciples of his intent to send them an advocate, also translated as helper, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. We learn that the Spirit is given not only to be our advocate, but to be Jesus' advocate. It's given for the sake of the world, as it says, to prove the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. In the Gospel of John, people become victims of sin or persist in sin by simply not believing in Jesus' presence and power to give and transform life. The worst sin that can happen is not recognizing, accepting, and receiving the love, forgiveness, and grace which come as gifts from God through Christ. Instead, we get judgment wrong by condemning ourselves and others to either a living death or an actual death. And that's just not right. Thus, the Spirit is also given, not just for the world, but for Jesus' disciples, which includes us today, to lead us into all truth. This includes the truth about who Jesus is and what his life, death, and resurrection continue to mean for our lives and the life of our world. Knowing that Christ's presence and ministry is still needed and will always be needed in our world, God, through Christ, sent and still sends us an advocate, a helper, the Spirit to lead us into all truth. We look to the Spirit to give the believing community the words Jesus wants us to hear and to speak. On a regular basis, the things that too often get our attention are the things which threaten or attempt to bury, destroy, or temporarily steal from us the life-giving work of Christ in our world. How then do we move from a world which would steal our God-given language? How do we move from a world which shuts us up, shuts us down, and shuts us out to the word which brings us together, gives us understanding, leads us to that which is true, and gives us the voice of Christ? To take a cue from Brother Martin Luther, we do it by acknowledging our helplessness. Says Luther, "I believe that I cannot, by my own understanding or effort, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with Christ's gifts, and sanctified and kept me in true faith. In the same way, the Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it united with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, day after day, the Spirit fully forgives my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, the Spirit will raise me and all the dead and give me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. When we gather on this day as the body of Christ, we claim and are reclaimed by this advocate, helper, Holy Spirit, to continue to speak the language of life, love, forgiveness, and transformation to that in our world which is broken, bleeding, hurting, and in need of hope and restoration. Thanks be to God for such gifts of language through this one Spirit. This is something which is always worthy of our attention and the attention of others. Thanks be to God. Amen.